I generally wanted to ask you what impact the pandemic has had on daily operations for your department.
Well, I guess if anything, if you want to call it such a thing, as far as an impact, I mean, we are obviously, out there on the field and dealing with people, and so first responders are in a situation that, they have to be very cautious and careful. They don't get infected. It has happened in our agency with a couple of officers that did get infected while out on the field, even after having proper precautions and wearing a face mask and gloves and taking all the precautions necessary and possible, having all the PPE equipment, which we provide to every one of our employees. But, it's just, it's something that happened. And then good thing, the officers that went through that, they did recover fairly quickly and with no issues, thank God. So the impact, I guess, is just a different normal, or we're calling it the new normal, right? And we just have to be more self-conscious and aware that, this virus can, become fatal for certain people, and obviously that's what has changed. I mean, the way we again, we didn't used to have face masks and have all the PPE equipment like that as available as it is now for every one of our officers. And again, so we are very much focused on the CDC guidelines and what we're supposed to be doing, especially when it comes down to the protection of our employees, as well as especially if our officers and first responders are out there on the field. So we are most definitely from the very beginning are taking this very seriously. The entire city administration began taking this very seriously, and all the departments as well. And again, that's just to avoid getting infected, and if we, and God forbid, losing, a loved one there. So yeah, so we continue. So again, it has changed our perspective and a lot of things that we have to be obviously not just only protecting ourselves from harm's way out there in the field, but also, harm's way related to this virus.
And have there been any issues with enforcement of the face masks in public as the city, let out its proclamation?
Right, I'm glad you asked that. We have not cited anyone. For the most part, if not, I think most people in San Luis, you go outside and you see everybody pretty much following that. And I think it has to do with them being concerned about, getting infected. So, if any contacts have been made, which there's been a few, not very much, people have been asked to put their mask on, and people have complied and done so. Again, our main focus with this proclamation was it was definitely a tool for the agency to use if we needed to cite somebody, if we needed to make an arrest if that came about. But the main focus here was to educate the public. We're going through something very unprecedented. We've never gone through an actual pandemic. For the most part, again, people have responded well to the proclamation. And there has not been any arrests in our jurisdiction.
All right, Lieutenant Santana, thank you so much for your time.